6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We tend to have a sensationalized view of what a spiritual attack looks like. Movies, television, and popular culture have given us a particular image of what a spiritual attack apparently looks like. However, what the world perceives to be a spiritual attack and what the reality of spiritual attacks look like, these are quite different. Now, it would be incorrect to assume that all spiritual attacks look like full-blown demon possession. They don't. Most times, spiritual attacks come in much more subtle forms. They come in ways where they wouldn't be expected or noticed. The devil's primary weapon is deception, not aggression. The enemy wants to hide in the shadows and lurk in the darkness. He'll never come out in the open because he wants you to unknowingly give him full access. If he were to show you his full self and intentions, then we would all be quick to call on God and rebuke the devil. However, if he comes as a wolf in sheep's clothes, if he comes in the form of deceptions and lies, if he comes under the guise of regular life changes, then not only won't you suspect him, but you will be unable to fight or guard against him. You cannot fight something you don't know is there. Now, I want to warn you about some of the signs to watch out for when you're under spiritual attack. If you know the signs, you can detect the attacks and fight against them. To begin with, let me tell you that one sign to signal that you could be under spiritual attack is if the enemy comes at you like a flood. In other words, you're facing problem after problem, one thing after another. When it seems like you can't catch a break, like the old saying goes, when it rains, it pours. I've known people to go through things like a job loss, a relative passing away, another close relative becoming ill, and then they got into a car accident, all in a very short space of time. One thing after another, and you can't seem to catch a break. But the key to recognizing this as a spiritual attack is what your response is to it. The point of this mode of attack is to keep you preoccupied with the problem and not the solution, which is Jesus. It's designed to keep your eyes off of Jesus. This type of attack where it seems like the floodgates of hell have opened on your doorstep, these attacks are designed to drown you, to drown your faith and leave you in doubt. They're designed to discourage you. But in all of this, the key to overcoming is never taking your eyes off Jesus. And let me tell you why. Do you remember the story of Peter walking on water? The disciples were in the middle of a bad storm on the Sea of Galilee, but all of a sudden they see Jesus walking towards them. When Peter sees him, he asks to join him. Jesus agrees. Peter steps out onto the water and is doing fine for a while. Suddenly, the waves begin to rise, and Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus and becomes distracted, and he begins to sink. The waves, the other disciples on the boat, perhaps Peter's own ego, all served as distractions from the one thing Peter should have been doing, which is keeping his eyes on Jesus. It's the same way with us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus and not on all the things going on around us. If we have that singular focus, we can guard against this particular spiritual attack. So, remember this. If you feel like you're sinking from a wave of attack, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you feel like you're drowning, keep your eyes on Jesus. Now, another...
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sign of spiritual attack is that old habits and lifestyles begin to resurface. You see, when, as a Christian, you've been baptized, you gave your life to the Lord, you turned your life around, you've made significant changes in your life. But that's only the beginning, not the end. The devil isn't going to let you go just like that. No, he's going to fight to bring you back. In this mode of spiritual attack, you'll notice things like friends from the past come back into your life, trying to draw you backward. Certain people around you will begin to entice you to fall back into old sinful habits. This is the devil testing you, and tempting you, so that you would leave everything godly for the pleasures of the world. It's like the parable Jesus tells about the farmer planting seeds in Matthew 13. Some seeds fall on thorny ground. And as the plant grows, the thorns choke the plants, and they don't produce fruit. Jesus tells us this represents those who hear the word, receive the word, but cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. We must guard against this attack by being vigilant about our company and staying plugged into a Bible-led, godly community. So here's the thing. Beware who's in your inner circle. Beware of the company you keep. Some people will push you forward, indeed, but some people come only to pull you backwards, and we need to be wise when it comes to those around us. Another clear sign of spiritual attack is that you find yourself being isolated or being pulled away from godly relationships. This is a trap by the enemy to try and get you isolated and alone so that you're weak and vulnerable. The enemy knows that we are stronger together. The enemy knows that the Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." We're not designed to go through the Christian life or life in general alone. We need each other to survive and to succeed. We need each other as believers in Christ for encouragement. If the devil can isolate us, he can gain more of a foothold over us, and the way to guard against this attack is to stay vigilant about maintaining a strong, godly community and praying for the Lord to surround you with people who are strong in faith and people who have integrity. The last sign of a spiritual attack is that prayer will become more difficult than usual. We all go through down spells where we just don't feel like praying or connecting with God, or our prayers feel dry and powerless. However, we should never let it get to the point where you actually stop praying. This is because the flesh and the spirit are at war, and the enemy does not want you to reach out to the Lord. This is the type of season where you should even fight harder to fast and pray, because some battles won't be won by just prayer alone. As Jesus said, this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. In the time when you feel most disconnected, that's the time to go harder. If we keep our spiritual eyes and ears attuned to these signs, we can be ready, aware, and able to fend off every spiritual attack from the enemy. Thank you.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.